Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We commence our testimony and sharing section.
奉耶稣圣名开始我们下午的这一堂分享还有见证会。
Let's all rise and sing him 472.
请起立唱诗472首。
Praise and thank God this afternoon we have two people going to testify for us.
感谢主耶稣今天下午呢有两位姐妹愿意为我们来做见证。
And that is my niece Evelyn and my wife Ha.
就是我的侄女 Evelyn 还有我的太太 Ha.
So they only come, especially Ha, she only comes here like once every 3 years. So it's a good opportunity to be able to be here to testify.
所以哈姐妹呢我的太太她每三年才来一次，所以这是一个很好的机会让她。
So before we ask them to come up, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide them.
所以在我们还没开始做见证会之前呢，我们跪下来祷告，求神带领。Please
kneel down and pray together.
我们同心合意跪下来祷告。
Hallelujah, name is Christ. As many of you know that my niece Evelyn and my niece Priscilla and Sophia, they just moved here, I think what, almost a month ago, right? Almost a month ago.
对，好的，要奉主耶稣圣名在这里开始见证会。大家也应该知道我的侄女 Evelyn Sophia 还有 Priscilla 大概一个月前呢搬来这个德州。And
hopefully in the end of May, their parents also will be moving to the Dallas area.
所以我们希望呢，在五月尾的时候呢。 他们的父母亲可以搬迁到达拉斯来。
So this afternoon, I would like to invite my niece Evelyn to come here and testify for the Lord.
所以今天呢，我想邀请我的侄女 Evelyn 来在这里给大家做一个见证。
Then after that, I will invite my wife to come testify.
然后呢，我再请我的太太来这里为大家做见证。
Thank you. Hallelujah! In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak. Before we begin, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
好的，奉主耶稣圣名在这里讲话。在还没开始之前呢，请大家同心默祷。
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里讲话。
My name is Evelyn Engnoll. I was born January 19, 1990.
所以我的名字叫 Evelyn Engnoll， 然后我是1990年。1990年1月19号出生。Eng
is my mom's last name and Noel is my father's last name.
Eng 是我母亲的这个姓， 然后Mo 是我的父亲的这个姓。
I was born and raised in the Boston area of Massachusetts.
所以我是在麻州那个波士顿这里出生的。
And even as growing up as a young child, I experienced God very early on.
所以在我很年幼的时候呢，我已经开始体会到神。
My earliest memory of experiencing God was when I was in second grade.
所以我最早体验到神的时候是在我二年级的时候。
So second grade, you're about 7 or 8 years old.
所以在我二年级的时候是将近7到8岁之间。
And I remember sitting in the classroom with two other girls at a circular table, and we were doing a worksheet.
所以我记得呢，当时在学校跟另外两个同学呢，在一个圆的桌子上，然后在。
And this memory is very vivid to me because I remember feeling very frustrated.
所以我这一幕对我来说是非常的清澈，是因为我当时呢感觉到非常压力非常大。
Because I did not understand how to complete the work that was in front of me.
因为当时呢我没办法完成在我面前的这个功课。
And then I saw the two other young girls starting on their worksheet while I was still trying to understand how I was supposed to complete it.
所以当时呢，我看见在我对面的那两个同学呢，他们已经开始在做他们的功课，但是我还没有办法来了解这个功课的内容。
So I think my struggle was for a few minutes. I didn't speak. I didn't ask for help, but But then suddenly, an overwhelming peace came over me.
所以当时呢，我在内心里面挣扎了几分钟，但是我也没有说话，但 当中呢，忽然间我感觉到一股很平安的心，感觉一股很平安的感觉。
It was as if someone flipped the switch, and suddenly I understand completely how to do my work.
就好比一个人把这个开关开了，我顿时了解了这个功课的内容，我可以开始就了解这个问题。
I think it's amazing how God allows us to experience Him even with something as unimportant as a small worksheet.At such a young age.
所以我可以感觉到神在这个很小的事件上呢，例如完成我的这个功课的这个事情上，让我体验到他。
And from this experience, I would see this repeated throughout my life as I get older.
所以从这个例子开始呢，我在我的生命当中每一次都同样的这种感觉，每次的重复。
And that feeling is when I feel that I have no one else to turn to.And suddenly, he blesses me with an understanding, with an answer and a way to get out of my situation.
So, 很多时候呢，在我生命当中到了一个没有办法解决的问题的时候，然后神就显现出神的这种
gives me an answer, a way out of the situation.
所以神就给我了答案，让我可以很容易的解决我的问题。
And I think, even though my family weren't active Christians, yeah.
虽然我的家人并不是一个常常去教会的基督徒。
I still would always think about God and, you know, seek or ask him for comfort or when I needed help.
So, 我还是常常的去思念神，然后当我在困难的当中，我会哭求神。
The first time I came to True Jesus Church was when my uncle had invited my mom and my family to service in Boston.
So, 第一次到真耶稣教会的时候，是我的这个舅舅呢。他请我到真耶稣教会在波士顿的真耶稣教会。
I must have been like 10 years old or 9 years old.
所以我当时是九到十岁。
And I remember, it was in a rented chapel, so we were having service in the basement.
我记得当时呢，我们是租了一个地方，然后在这个地方的地下室来聚会。
And at that time, when we had attended service and met everyone, one of the biggest memories of mine was experiencing the love that I felt from the members there.
所以当时呢，聚会后呢，然后我最清楚记得的是当时同龄给我的这份爱。
I even remember the RE class I had and the sister who led it.
我还记得当时呢，这个宗教教育的课，还有这位姐妹带领这一个宗教教育的课。
And she was sharing a story about how a young boy had received the Holy Spirit.
然后她在跟我们分享，有一位男孩他如何得到了圣灵。
I think at that young age, when I first heard the sound of the Holy Spirit, it wasn't something that I thought about or like too much or thought it was weird or anything.
所以当时呢，我第一次听到这个圣灵的讲灵言的这一幕呢，我没有觉得它是一个很奇怪的一件事情。
But even I like when I knelt down and prayed with the other children, I remember feeling like I want to pray like them.
所以当我跪下来跟这些孩童祷告的时候呢，我感觉感觉到我想和这些小孩子一样的祷告。
And at that time too, I had spent a little time with my uncle.
所以当时呢，我花一点时间跟我的叔叔在一起。
And I remember on one car ride with him, he shared with me how, you know, our church isn't. When he said our church, he says True Jesus Church is not some extravagant church.
所以我记得有一次我在他的车上，他告诉我们， 在我们的教会，真耶稣教会并不是一个非常奢侈的一间教会。
He says it's a very humble church, you know, because we're not renting in a big chapel, we're in a basement, but it's very similar to how Jesus came into the world.
所以他告诉我，我们并不是花很多钱在租一个很大间的教会堂，我们租一个小小的会堂，其实是一间非常就是谦卑的一间教会。就好比在耶稣基督，他也是过着一个非常谦卑的生活。
So when Jesus was born, he was born in a manger.
因为耶稣基督当他诞生的时候是在马槽里面诞生。
And that conversation in the church, it always kind of stuck with me.
所以我记得这一个对话呢，常常都在我脑海里。
And I think after a few visits, we stopped attending.
过了我们去了几次教会呢，我们就停止到教会去。
I'm not sure what had caused us to stop going, but after that experience, I hadn't seen my aunt or my uncle for over 10 years.
所以我不知道为什么去了几次我们就没有到教会了，但是我再一次再回来教会是十年后。
And I remember when we had stopped interacting with them or going to church, I remember myself as a child in my room, and I was weeping and crying.
我记得当时到我没有去教会的那段时间呢，我记得我在我的房间里面都在哭泣。
And I didn't know until my mom, I didn't know how to, why I was crying until my mom asked me, why are you crying?
所以我母亲不知道为什么我在哭泣，直到她问我。
And I said to her, I just felt so much love at the church, and now I don't feel that same love, and so I don't feel that same love at home.
所以我告诉她说，我在那间教会感觉到爱，现在我在家里却没有感觉到这份爱。
So about 10 years later, I guess I must have been 8, because 10 years later I was going to college.
所以我记得当时我去教会应该是八岁，十年后我大概十八岁的时候。
And when I got into college, it was like when I got my acceptance letter, it was like the happiest day of my life.
所以十八岁的时候，当我收到这封信，说我已经录取了到某一间大学，我当时是非常高兴。
But my mom and I had a disagreement about what we should do about financial aid.
但是我和母亲呢，有一个争执，对于这个。奖学金呀，有起了一点争执。
She thought that if we could just, like, we're not completely honest in one part of it, we could save a lot of money.
因为他告诉我，如果我们不把我们的经济状况完全的暴露的话，我们就可以拿到比较多的奖学金。
But for some reason in my heart, I felt so uncomfortable with this decision. I didn't want to lie on my application, for the sake of saving. Some money.
但是对我来说，在我心里有一个挣扎，因为我不希望，因为我就是做了这个谎言呢，然后得到多几千块。
We must have argued about this for about a week, but eventually, one day she just handed me the phone and said someone wants to talk to you.
所以我们在这个争吵了一个星期，过后一个星期呢，他就拿了电话跟我说，有人要跟我讨论。
While she was trying to figure out how to persuade me to agree with her, she had contacted my uncle, Pastor Rudy.
所以当他在跟我沟通，叫来劝勉我，让我可以就是欺骗，就是我们家里真正的财务状况，然后他就打电话给乌力传道，叫他来跟我谈。
She was hoping that he could help convince me to agree with her.
所以我母亲的思想是希望乌力传道可以说服我就是顺从我母亲的这个他的意思。
So when I spoke to him, we didn't talk anything about financial aid, but he asked, "How are you? How are you doing?"
但是当我的舅舅打电话跟我谈话的时候，他完全没有问我关于奖学金的事情，他基本上是问我状况如何。
And I learned that summer.My grandparents, my three cousins were going to live with him in San Jose, where he was stationed at that time.
所以我了解当时呢是我的祖父祖母呢，
three cousins.
还有三个表兄还有表弟会在圣何西跟他居住一段日子。
And when he shared this, my reply was, "Wow, that's really wonderful. I wish I could visit San Jose."
So, 当我听到这件事的时候，我心里感觉到，哇，如果我也是想去圣何西。
And then he's like, "Really? Okay, we'll buy you a ticket to come too."
他是说，是吗？你想来圣何西的话，我就买一程机票让你来圣何西。
And this is, I wasn't expecting that response because actually, I was lying. I wasn't really that excited what he was sharing with me. I was just saying that to be polite.
对，其实呢，当时我说我很高兴可以到圣何西了。其实我不是真心的想去圣何西，只是一个客套话来回应他的问题而已。
So all I thought was, oh, me and my big mouth, me and my big mouth.
所以我当时就在想说，我还有我的大嘴巴。
So within an hour, I had a ticket to San Jose.
所以在那一个小时之内呢，我就得到了到圣何西的这个机票。
And I thank God for that plane ticket.
所以我感谢神，就是拥有了十趟机票。
When I had arrived with my family, because we had traveled together to San Jose, we saw my aunt and uncle welcoming us at the airport.
所以当我和家人到圣何西的时候呢，我看到我的舅舅还有我的舅母呢，在机场在等着我们。
And then on our drive home, I had asked my aunt, "Does your church believe in the Trinity?"
所以当我们在回家的路程当中呢，我就问我的祖母。我们教会是否相信三位一体的这个观念
？And to this day, there's no other reason besides God's moving my heart, but I had no idea why I asked her that question.
所以直到如今呢，我不晓得为什么我会问这个问题。我所知道的就是神感动我问的这个问题。
But from that, it sparked this whole journey where we were sharing scriptures and talking about God.
但是因为了这个问题呢，我们回家的路程呢就翻开就。用圣经来研讨这个问题。
And during that stay, I stayed there for 2 weeks.
所以那一趟呢，我就住在他们家两个星期。
On one Sabbath, they were having, I think it was NYTS being held, and we were with the graduate group.
所以在那两个星期的一个周末呢，当时有这个学生灵恩会。
And there was a sermon being led at the San Jose Church, and I had asked my uncle if we could move closer to the front so I could listen more clearly.
So, 有一次呢，在圣何西的教会有这个讲道，所以我就问我的舅舅是否我可以坐前面一点来聆听这个道理。
And it was then when I was listening to the Word of God that my uncle in that pew in the front, he said, "At that moment, I had received the Holy Spirit."
所以就是那一次呢，我坐到这个前面的这个座位来聆听道理的时候，是我得到圣灵的时候。
When I was hearing the word of God and being fed all the scripture for the first time, I felt I was waking up for the first time.
所以当我听了这个道理的时候呢，当我听到这些圣经章节的时候呢，我感觉到我真正醒了过来。
Everything I heard, I was like a sponge soaking it in because I felt so hungry, like.For food that I've never tasted before.
是当时呢，我听道理的时候，就好像一个海绵的尽量吸取所有的这个道理，因为我从来没有听过这些道理。
And on the final day that I was there in San Jose,
在圣何西教会的最后一天
the pastor confirmed me speaking in tongues, so I had received the Holy Spirit officially.
传道呢，证实我已经得到圣灵，因为我开始讲灵言。
It was such a joyful day, but also very sad because I was leaving.
Yeah, 那是一个非常喜乐的一天，但是也是让我非常难过，因为是我最后一天。
But there was a very very prevalent feeling that I felt at that time.
因为当时呢，这个感觉是非常强大的。
Because I was just going to college.
因为当时呢，我是要进入大学。
So at that point, college was the biggest thing in my life. Starting my first year.
大学对我来说是人生最重要的一件事情。
But after I had received the Holy Spirit after those 2 weeks,
所以当我领受到圣灵后那两个星期
I felt like college was so small, so small.
所以我感觉到这个要进入大学的这个生涯是那么的小。
Because I had discovered something so much bigger and so much more wonderful.
因为我从中已经了解了生命中更大更重要的事情。
So thank God I had received the Holy Spirit right before I entered college.
所以感谢神，在我还没进入大学之前呢，我领受到了圣灵。
Because there was definitely a lot of things I was confronted with that I could not have overcome without the Holy Spirit.
因为在大学生涯当中呢，我会面对很多很棘手的问题，如果没有圣灵的话，我没有办法能胜过。
I went to school where the nearest church was 2 hours away.
我去的那间大学呢，离开教会大概是两个小时的车程。
But by God's grace and His mercy, I was there for 5 years and never missed a single Sabbath.
但是因为神的恩典呢，我在那间大学读了5年，但是却没有我都没在这5年当中，我每一个安息日我都有去。
So one way commute was probably about 2 hours, and then on the way back was another 2 hours.
就花两个小时的路程到教会去，两个小时的路程回家。
And for the first year of my freshman year, I really thank God for. My uncle who had Bible study with me every day, Monday through Friday.
So 感谢神，在我大学的第一年呢，我的舅舅每一天星期到星期五都和我有这个查经。
I really felt this really built my foundation and helped me continue to try to be strong in faith.
所以我感谢神，因为这样呢，他真正的让我的信仰有了一个很好的根基。
And I really looked forward to those hours that we were able to study scripture and pray.
所以我每一次在这个每次都很向往拥有跟我舅舅来有这个查经的这个时间。
And the reason why I cherish that so much is because I felt like I had found, just like in the book in the Gospels where you say you found a great pearl or a great treasure.
我为什么这么向往呢？就我的感觉就好像圣经里面谈到的，就是我已经寻找而且找到了这个非常贵重的这个珍珠。
And in my heart, I knew that, you know, it could be taken away very easily.
在我的心里，我知道这个很宝贵的珍珠很容易的就会被人家夺去。
So I wanted to fight for it and keep it as much as I'm able to.
所以我是要尽我的责任，然后保守了这个珍珠。让我尽我的能力。
That same freshman year, I was also baptized.
在同一年，在这个大学的第一年呢，我也是受洗。
And I think this is a great miracle how it really reinforced how I believe that baptism is really God's will for us to receive salvation.
所以领受圣灵呢，领受洗礼也是一个奇迹，因为它让我感觉到领受圣灵是多么的重要。
Because when I had returned home to Boston.One thing in my heart that kept telling me was, I have to be baptized, I have to be baptized.
当我回到波士顿的时候呢，我的心里一直告诉我，我必须领受到接受这个洗礼。
And there was no pressure from people telling me or people advising me that you should be. It was just, I believe it was just the Holy Spirit moving my heart to do this.
因为周遭并没有人来给我施加压力，要我洗礼，但是其实是圣灵催逼我，让我感觉到我必须要。
And there's many blessings that God has given me, and if I were to count them all, I would need more than the time that's allotted to me now.
在我的生命当中呢，神给我很多祝福。如果我要一一诉说的话，我可能是超过我的时间。
But I share that one of the greatest blessings of all was that He was able to bring my mom and my 2 younger sisters to church.
但是我要分享的就是。最大的祝福就是神让我的母亲还有我两个比较年幼的妹妹，让他们可以受洗归入主。
I think, you know, before our relationship with Christ, there used to be a lot of division and arguments and even anger in the household.
所以在我还没有相信神还没有归入神之前呢，在我们家里都常常会有很多纷争。
But by letting God do His work, now every time I'm with my family, I always feel like I'm dwelling in the kingdom of heaven.
但是 借由神的这个恩典呢，现在当我跟我家人在一起的时候，我感觉到我是在天国。
Because he taught us how to love each other, how to sacrifice, and how to be humble.
因为神教导我们如何为彼此来牺牲，如何爱彼此，而且如何彼此的谦卑。
And I really thank God that for this opportunity to move here to Dallas.
所以我也是感谢神给我这个机会啊，迁移到达拉斯。
God really blessed me abundantly.
因为神呢，非常充足的来赐福给我。
But before I reach that part, I just want to share a little bit how he blessed me with my first job.
在我还没有进入那一个话题之前，我想跟大家分享他如何赐给我第一份工作。
I hadn't had a job. After I finished school, I didn't have a job for like 7 months.
所以当我毕业之后呢，有七个月我没有办法，我没办法找到什么任何一份工作。
And the time that I had finally received a call back was when I was here as a counselor for SSC.
所以我收到第一通电话要求我去面试的时候，是当我在这里作为一个这个学生灵恩会的辅导员。
So the day before my interview was also the day I was flying back, but I couldn't because of the snowstorm. The day before my interview was a snowstorm.
所以在我飞回去飞回家的时候，那一天之前呢是有这个暴风雪。
So my flight was delayed.
然后我的这个
or rescheduled.
所以我的这班机呢就要改班机。
This made me very nervous because this was the first, one of the first interviews I was going to have in person.
所以因为班机的更改呢，所以让我很担忧，因为这是我第一次的面试。
So I had to reschedule because my flight was canceled, and then I had to reschedule again because I was here as counselor.
所以我
yeah, twice.
所以因为那一个因为这个暴风雨，还有再加上因为这个学生灵恩会，我必须两次更改我面试的时间。
So this whole time I felt a lot of anxiety.
所以当时这段时间呢，我感觉到非常的担心。
But I know if God wants to give me a job, it's not hard for Him.
但是对我了解，如果神要给我一份工，并不是一件困难的事。
So when I had gotten my interview, the first thing they said to me was like, "Oh, don't be sorry that you rescheduled twice, you poor thing."
所以当我面试之后呢，那个面试的人告诉我，你不用担心你更改你面试的时间面试的这个时间你可怜的，你不用
You poor thing. They were very sympathetic towards me.
所以他们可以谅解我的这个状况。
And but I ended up getting the job, and it was a miracle. One because of the times I had to reschedule, but second because they were looking for someone with 2 years experience.
所以这其实是一个奇迹，因为我改变了两次我的这个面试，而且他们要找的这个人呢是需要2年经验。
And I had none.
但是我却一点经验都没有。
So I really thank God how He was able to take care of every facet of my life.
所以我很感谢神，他可以在我生命中来帮助我。
And when I finally moved here to Dallas, I had to change jobs.
当我要搬迁到大拉斯的时候，我要改变我要换工作。
But even then, God took care of it, and I was able to find work very quickly.
即使是这样，神也是帮助我，因为我很短的时间之内，我就找到一份工。
And when I moved, my sisters just moved here about a month ago, but I moved here in September.
所以我的妹妹呢是大概一个月前搬迁到达拉斯，但是我是去年九月就搬到了达拉斯。
And by the end of October, I closed on the house.
在十月底呢，我就买了一间房子。
So I really am so thankful for because getting the house is also a miracle in itself.
我是非常感谢神，因为能拥有自己一间房子呢，这本身是一个奇迹。
It will be the first house that my family and I can own together.
因为这是我第一间房子，我还有我的家人可以拥有的。
So I think reflecting on my life, I feel that I can't believe that I'm able to stand here today and completed and done the things that I was able to do.
当我回顾我的这一生的时候，我没办法相信我可以站在这里来做我这可以做的这些事情。
But it was really, really God's grace who gave me confidence to believe in things that I didn't think were possible before.
但是是因为神的恩典呢，让我可以做我之前认为不可能做的事情。
He's opened my eyes to so many things that many people told me that I couldn't do.
所以他开了我的眼睛，让我可以做很多人告诉我不能做的事情。
And I think this concludes my testimony here.
所以我的见证到此。
And I just wanted to give God thanks and glory for all of His blessings and mercy upon me and upon my family.
所以我要感谢主耶稣，然后归荣耀给神，因为他给我这一切所有的祝福。
Thank God.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God for Evelyn's testimony.
所以感谢主耶稣，就是这个Evelyn的这个见证。Yeah,
so the first time I invited her and her family to church was like she was about nine or ten years old.
所以我第一次邀请她的家人到我们的教会是大概她大概八岁九岁之间。And
praise and thank God during that time she felt so comfortable being with all the brothers and sisters.
所以当时呢，她感觉到跟弟兄姐妹相处是非常舒适的一件事情。
But one thing that she complained about that when we invite them to one of the members' house and we have hot pot, she said the hot pot tastes like dirty water.
但是我记得有一次我们邀请她到这个弟兄的家，我们吃火锅，她说这火锅吃起来好像在吃这个脏脏的东西。
Which is funny because how I came to Christ because of the hot pot. That's
remember
my testimony, right? The hot pot.
Yeah.
So after that, I think she really want to come to live with us.
所以过后呢,
and that's why she's always crying.
所以她就常常的在哭。
Then because of this, I think her mother just know, yeah. We don't get keep in touch anymore.
所以因为这件事呢，他母亲就跟我没有再有瓜葛了。
Not until like 9-10 years later.
所以一直到十八九年十年之后。
And because, like you say, because of the financial applications they were putting in for the college.
所以因为他呢，为了要奖学金而进入大学的时候，我们才开始联络。
So during that time, I always tell my niece and nephew, if you don't mean to say something, don't say to uncle, because uncle will do it.
我当时告诉我的子女说，如果你不想要某件事情，就不要说。如果你讲的话不是你想要讲的话，就不要说。
Oh, wow, I would love to visit San Jose. Okay, I'll buy your ticket. That was it.
所以，例如说，如果你说我很想去访问圣何西的话，我就会说，好吧，我就买一张机票让你过。
And just like my nephew, if he said, you know, because I remember one time, like I'm not afraid to go to Africa. Right, that's what he said to me.
所以我的侄儿他告诉我，到非洲不是一件可怕的事情。
Then when we visit one of the members, how they have two dogs, right? So I just went into the room and closed the door and left him with the dogs, right?
所以有一个弟兄的家呢，他有两只狗，我就把他。 锁在一个房间，跟这两个。Because
at that time I tell like you know in Africa there's a lot of lions, there's alligators, snakes. Like I'm not afraid of this kind of animal.
所以我告诉他说，如果你到非洲的话，你会看到蛇，看到鳄鱼这种种种的野生动物。他就说，哦，我不怕这种动物。
I know the dogs they don't bite, but they bark very loud.
我知道这些狗呢，它们不会咬人，但是它们吠得很大声。So
my nephew is all crying outside because I locked the door right when I went into the room.
所以我的侄儿呢，他就在外面跟这两只狗的时候，他就大声的哭。
Yeah, so at that time, if he doesn't mean something, he would never say it anymore.
所以从中呢，他就学习，如果他没有想要，他的意思没有这个意思，他就不会说这样的话。
Now I'm teaching my little niece Sophia the same thing, because Sophia sometimes she says something, she doesn't mean it like, oh, okay, I'll give you a couple of warning ahead of time. But after that, no more warning. You say something, then uncle will do it.
所以我也是在教导我的比较小的子女，如果他没有想要做这件事情，他是不要讲。如果他这样讲的话，我会让他成全。
I think one time he's like, oh, I don't need to eat all day. I'm like, oh, don't say that because if that's the case, you're not going to eat all day.
因为他也是他告诉我，我不想吃，我我。 这一整天不想吃东西，我就警告说你不要这样说，如果你这样说的话，我会让你一整天不吃东西。
But she learned much faster than 7. 7 is a little slow.
但是她学习比 7 快一点。
So during that time, so because she wanted to come to California, and I just bought her the ticket right there and then.
所以因为她当时说我要到加州去，所以我当时立即就买了机票。
But I told my wife, this is a strategy, this is a strategy we must, work with my niece.
所以我就告诉我的太太，这是我跟你筹备的这个计划。
Because I'm a pastor, so I'm sure that she gonna feel like, oh, if she, I think one of the reasons she doesn't want to go because I'm a pastor, I'm gonna preach to her, right?
所以我感觉到，如果因为当时我是一个传道，如果她来的话，她就感觉到我要把这个道理传给她。
And I told my wife, don't say anything about God to her.
所以我告诉我的太太，你不要跟她说关于神的话。
That's why a lot of time you can play reverse psychology.
所以很多时候你要做这个反反心理作用。
Yeah, because you probably think my uncle is a pastor, but he don't want to say anything about God to me. What's wrong? What's going on, right?
所以如果我的舅舅呢，他是一个传道，但是他不跟我谈神，会为什么是这样呢？
That's why it's not a mistake when she asks about God, right? Because like, why my uncle is a pastor, he doesn't talk about God, so I must ask him about God, right?
所以当他问这个问题关于神的话是理所当然，因为我的舅舅他是个传道，所以我问他关于神，这是理所当然。
So the minute he asked my wife, "Does your church believe in Trinity?"
所以当他问我的太太，你们相信三位一体吗
？And when my wife told me that, I say to her, "Oh, we got her."
所以当我太太这样告诉我的时候，我就回答说，我们已经逮住了他。
And during that time, we spent like 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning talk about God.
所以当时呢，我们花了讲这个神论呢，讲到早上3-4点钟。
But she enjoyed it so much, right?
但是她却因此感觉到喜悦。
Because my niece, she needs a lot of beauty sleep, so you know, for her to stay up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning is very difficult.
然后因为我的这个子女呢，她必须要睡觉，如果要她早上凌晨2-3点不睡觉是非常困难的。
And during that time, one of the weekends, I have to go to Sacramento.
所以当时呢，他来给我们住的那有一个周末，我必须要到萨迦满都教会去。
So I invited her to go with me.
所以我就邀请她跟我到这个萨迦满都教会。
But that Friday morning, she got so sick.
但是星期五早上呢，她感觉到那么的就是生病了。
And I tell her, you know, just come with me, and I won't talk to you. You just sleep in the car.
所以我告诉他说，你就跟我去吧，然后你就不需要跟我讲话，你就在车上睡觉就好。
So after a little convincing, she came with me.
所以我说服了他。
And during that time, and I was when I was on my way to Sacramento, and I know one of the sisters in Sacramento, she prayed really loud.
我知道在萨迦满都教会有一个姐妹呢，她祷告的时候是非常大声的。
So when I say to God, please, when I invite people to come up and pray, don't let the sister pray next to her.
所以我祷告神说，神啊，如果我邀请我的子女上来祷告的时候，不要让这位祷告很大声的姐妹在她旁边祷告。
So sure enough, after I gave a sermon, and invite everybody come up to pray.
所以当我讲了一篇道理呢，我就邀请每个人到前面来祷告。
And my niece came up to pray.
然后我的子女呢就到前面来祷告。
Then the sister came right behind her, kneel behind her.
然后这位祷告很大声的姐妹就跪在Evelyn 的后面。
And then that afternoon, the sister prayed extra loud.
然后这个下午呢，这个姐妹呢祷告的时候是非常的大声。
And then I was praying like, "Wow, God, you are very funny, you know."
所以我当时祷告的时候，我在想，神啊，你是
非
常有趣的。
Whatever I requested of God, He did the opposite.
所以我向神要求不要做的事情，神偏偏就是要这样。
Don't let the sisters pray next to her, and the sister is right behind her.
所以我要求神呢，不要让这个大声的姐妹在她旁边祷告，神就安排这姐妹在她后面祷告。
And don't let the sister pray so loud, she prayed extra loud.
所以我邀请神不要让这个姐妹祷告这么大声，她却祷告得更大声。
And I remember after prayer and I got up, I wanted to look at my niece, her facial expression. Why, like, you know?
所以当时我起来的时候，我想看一下我的这个子女的这个脸上的这个，看她脸色如何。
She's like, "Wow, Uncle, your church prayer sounds so good." sounds so good. She said, praise sounds so good.
她告诉我说, 舅舅你的教会的这个祷告的声音是那么好听。
And she said, especially the sister was praying behind me, she sounds so good.
然后她说, 特别是我后面祷告的这个姐妹, 她声音听起来是那么的好听。
Really, I was saying to God, yeah, God, you are very funny.
所以我在祷告说, 神啊, 你是非常有趣的。
Really, from then on, I never afraid, you know, ask members to pray when we have, you know, true seekers or a person who's seeking for the truth, to pray, you know, as you want to pray.
所以从今以后我不会让这个布道者感觉到害怕，因为他们祷告感觉到害怕，因为他们是想祷告的。
Because God is the one that gives the increase, not you and I.
因为是神增加，不是我们。
But if we kneel down and when we pray, we are afraid to pray, then God cannot work with us.
但是如果我们跪下来祷告，我们却有这个惧怕的心，神不会与我们同工。
So after that, the weekend after,
然后下一个周末,
I have to you know, work at N, I had to be at NYTS graduate program.
So 当时呢要去这个, 社青的灵恩会。
So during that time, the minister was given a sermon.
所以当时呢这个, 这个有一些, 是长子呢, 他们在给这个道理。
And I was sitting with her in the back.
所以我在后面呢跟她坐着一起。
And then at times she's like, Uncle, can we go move to the front?
当时她就告诉我说, 舅舅我们可以坐到前面吗?
And my heart is saying, oh, thank God.
所以在我心里面我在感谢神。
Because it's a great sign.
因为这是一个很好的兆,
so we moved all the way to the front.
所以我们走到前面。
So why the pastor is giving a sermon?
当这个传道在台上讲道的时候,
and I can see her that, you know, she's all like, you know, excited.
所以我可以看到她非常激动。
And I can just feel that the Holy Spirit came upon her.
So 感觉到圣灵就降在她身上。
And I told her, you have received the Holy Spirit.
然后告诉她说, 哦, 你已经领受到圣灵。
That's the first time I tell a member when they're sitting on in their pew, they receive the Holy Spirit.
这是我第一次呢, 告诉一个人, 当他坐在这个, 这个椅子上呢, 他们领受到圣灵。
Even though she herself did not know,
即使她本身不知道,
I just felt, even though she did not speak in tongue, but I almost felt that she spoke in tongue.
虽然他没有说灵言，但是我已经感觉到他领受到圣灵。
And I knew that she received the Holy Spirit.
因为他，我就知道他已经领受到圣灵。
Of course, when I told she received the Holy Spirit, she just looked at me like, yeah, okay, you know, yeah, how do you know, you know?
所以当我告诉他你已经领受到圣灵，他看着我就问，他似乎在。 在疑问说为你如何知道？
Then after that we went up to pray.
过后我们, 去到前面祷告。
And praise and thank God that, you know, God blessed her with the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢神, 当时神呢, 就祝福她得到圣灵。
But I knew during that time that she's going to go back home.
我当时也知道她一定会回去。
And during that time, of course, my niece, you know, because she lived without Christ, so she's quite worldly, right, can per se.
所以因为我的子女呢, 当时她并没有基督在她生命当中, 所以她过得非常属世的生活。
I have to find a way, you know, how can I keep her in faith?
所以我在想说我如何寻找一个, 一个方法让她可以, 保守在主里。
So every day when I study my Bible,
所以每一天当我读经的时候,
I would Skype her, you know, Google Chat her.
我就跟她来通讯。
And the reason I did it because first to build a foundation.
我这样行呢, 是因为我要在她的信仰上做立一个根基。
And plus my thought is for her two sisters and her mother also come to know Jesus.
而且我也是想让她的两个妹妹还有我的 还有他的母亲可以来信神。
But I just know myself, I just don't have the time to, you know, personally preach to every single one of them.
但我知道我没有这个能力呢, 可以, 自己去告, 去把这个信仰传给他们。
But I knew if my niece, you know, transformed her life,
我知道如果我的这个子女呢, 她可以改变她的这个性, then, 这个生命,
then her mother can see that.
她的母亲可以看到这个改变,
and her siblings can see that.
她的妹妹可以看到这个改变,
and then I'm sure they also be moved by God to be baptized.
而且我非常相信他们也会因为这样而被神感动。
So during that time we studied the Bible together for about, you know, 1 year.
所以当时呢, 我们彼此的在学习这个圣经一年。
And my goal is also for her to be equipped also to lead Bible study with her family.
所以我的这个目标就是让她有这个能力，有这个 机会来在家里有这个查经。
So during the time I trained how to lead Bible study.
所以我就教导他如何来做查经。
And ask her to lead Bible study at the family.
然后教他在家里呢，然后做怎样领导
And after a while, I no longer study the Bible with her.
过了一段时间呢，我就没有再跟他一起读经了。
I just told her that you're on your own now.
我就告诉他，你就好自为之。
So during the time she continued to study with her family.
这段时间过后，她继续跟她的家人一起查考。
And praise and thank God during the college years.
所以感谢主耶稣，在她这个大学生涯
，she truly rely on our Lord Jesus Christ.
她完全的靠就是信靠耶稣基督。
And through reliance on our Lord Jesus Christ, she continued to build her faith.
然后继续的来建立她的信仰。
And of course, she has a long way to go even till now.
虽然他在这个信仰道路上还有一个很漫长的路程
But where she came from now, she came a long way.
但是从他信神一直到现在呢，他已经走了一段非常长的路程
So really praise and thank God.
就真的是要感谢
And she did well in college.
他在大学当中呢，也是有一个很不错的成绩
And that's why there's a lot of things that she, you know, she worried about grades and stuff like that. That's why I always say, you know, your goal is to get all C's.
所以他常常很在为了自己的这个课业而烦恼。我就会告诉他说，你只要拿 C 就好了。
But make sure in Christ you get all A's.
但是在耶稣基督，你必须要拿到 A。
Until this day, I truly believe that.
直到现今，我还是深深的相信这一点。
Because if you get A in Christ,
如果你在耶稣基督里面得到 A,
every aspect of our life will be fulfilled.
在我们生命当中的每一部分，我们都会得到满足。
Because God promises,
因为神答应我们。
If you put first His kingdom, His righteousness first, then everything will be added to you.
如果我们把神国神义放在优先的话，其他的事情将会赐给我们。
That's including, you know, grades in college.
当然，这也是包括在大学里面。的这个成绩。
So I remember when she got out of college.
我记得当她毕业后。
She was also worried about getting a job.
她也因为要找到一份工作而烦恼。
And I really keep telling her, don't worry about it.
所以我告诉她说，你不必烦恼。
When God bless you with a job, He will bless you with a perfect job.
如果神来祝福你得到一份工作，他会给你一个非常完美的一份工作。
Because right now He wants His name to be glorified.
因为他现在要他的名。
The day that you get a job, you will know this job is blessed by God.
因为当这一天你得到这份工作的时候，你会知道这份工是神祝福给你。
So that's why you can see that, you know, she missed the first two interviews.
所以她就是没办法去面试，前两次没办法面试。
And she still got hired.
但是还是被索取。
And she loved her job.
而且她非常喜爱她的这份工。
She moved here.
然后他搬迁到这里。
She got a job in, you know, in downtown Dallas.
他就找到一份工在这个 Dallas 的这个市区。
And she just said that she likes the job, but it's too far a drive.
所以他喜欢这份工，但是开车比较远。
Then she wanted to get a job closer to home.
他就找了一份工比较靠近家。
And of course, she also worries a little bit also.
但是他也是因为这件事情忧虑。
But we know God always took care of her.
但是我们知道神常常都在保守
她。So the job that she's going to start tomorrow, I mean, not tomorrow, Sunday, Monday.
所以她要星期一开始的这份工呢。
The first interview that she had with them, she forgot about it. She didn't go for an interview.
所以她要跟这间公司面试的时候，她竟然忘记了，她就没有去面试。
And that is very strange. How can you forget your interview? You know?
这是非常奇怪的一件事情，为什么你会忘记去面试呢？
She just forgot the interview.
她就完全把、
And that was the last week they can make decision, right, to hire people.
这是她就忘记面试，然后这一次那一个星期是他们要决定要请人的那一个星期。
But they gave her another chance.
但是这间公司却给了她多一个机会。
They hire her.
然后就请了她。
Then gave her more money than the previous job.
来给她比上一份工还要多的钱。
So what else can you ask for?
所以你还可以向神要什么呢？
It's much closer to home.
现在做工的地方还比较靠近家里。
You know, better money.
钱也比较多
and this is a blessing from God.
这是从神得来的福气。
But not only that, just like she described that, you know, with her and her family now, it just she feels it is a kingdom of heaven.
不但如此，现在她跟她家人的关系就好像就是一个天在天堂的这种感觉。
Because when there's Christ at home,
因为如果家里有基督的话
，there's love, there's peace, there's joy.
就会有这个喜乐和平。
So right now, I mean, she might feel very content with her family.
所以现在呢，她感觉到非常满足。
So praise and thank God.
所以我们感谢神。
Now I'm going to invite my wife to come up and testify.
所以我们要请我的太太到前面来做见证。
Hello, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
Thank you for welcoming all of us down here and to also partake in your spiritual convocation.
所以感谢你们邀请我们，而且让我们可以来这里参加这个灵恩布道会。
We also had our own spiritual convocation in Dallas a few weeks ago.
所以几个星期前呢，在达拉斯我们也是有举办这个灵恩布道会。
And something that I have been reflecting upon a lot lately is God's unconditional love.
所以最近呢，我在反思神给我们的反思神给我们的就是这个无条件的爱。
And how far I am from the standard that God has for me to love others as He has loved me.
所以在衡量神赐给我的爱，我赐给别人爱做一个比较。
But he has been very kind.
但是神对我非常好的怜悯。
And generous and patient with me.
所以他而且对我也是有很好的耐心。
And I know that he will never forsake me or leave me.
因为我知道他永远不会放弃我或离开我。
But that he will love me to the very end.
因为神，我深信神会爱我至终。
So I was a bit hesitant to testify this morning because I've been feeling a little down lately.
我今天早上要知道我要做见证的时候，我感觉到有点忧郁，因为最近呢，我心情不太好。
And every time I testify, I'm somewhat saddened because it reminds me of the great debt of love that I owe to God because of all the love that He has bestowed upon me.
所以每次做见证的时候，我就感觉到有点忧伤，因为神给我施给我那么多的爱，但是
am I able to repay? Yes, right.
所以，但是我却没有办法的偿还。
So it was, you know, 16 years ago, right, that he gave me this grace.
所以16年前呢，神给我了这个恩典。
While I was still an unworthy sinner.
当时呢，我还是一个不配的一个罪人。
And every time I testify, I'm reminded, you know, 16 years later, I'm still an unworthy sinner.
所以每一次当我在做见证的时候，我还是反复回想，我还是一个不配的罪人。
But I pray that God's name may be glorified as I share with you my story.
但是我求神的名，让他的名可以得荣耀。当我分享这个见证的时候
，of this undeserved grace.
我可以得到了这个我不配得的这个恩典。
So I was born in 1978 in Saigon, Vietnam.
所以我是1978年出生在越南 Saigon， 西贡。
Right. It's now Ho Chi Minh City, right?
现在是何其明这个城市。
And my parents immigrated to the United States as refugees.
所以呢，我的父母亲呢，当他们移居到美国的身份是难民。
I didn't have an ideal childhood.
所以我的童年并不是一个我们并没有一个很好的童年。
I was an only child, and my parents divorced when I was 7 years old.
所以我是独生女，当我七岁的时候呢，我父母亲就离婚了。
I lived with my single father in Boston during the school year, and then I visited my mother in California with my step family during the summer months.
所以我在波士顿跟我父亲一起过活，是当我跟我父亲过活时候是在我上课的时候，在我暑假的时候，我会到这个加州去跟我母亲过活，跟我的养父一起过活。
My father was very depressed because of the separation, and he drank often.
所以我父亲呢，因为这个婚姻呢，感觉到非常的沮丧，所以他有忧郁症，而且就常常酗酒。
And my mother was in a rather abusive relationship with my stepfather.
而且我母亲呢，她跟我的这个继父的关系是不是很好？因为我继父是常常就是殴打她的。
So growing up, I was alone often. I just remember being alone a lot.
所以在成长的当中呢，我感觉到我是非常孤单的。
And But in terms of my religious influence, my maternal grandparents were Catholic, and so I remember going to Sunday school as a child.
So 我记得当我年小的时候呢，我跟着我的这个祖父祖母呢，去到这个天主教去。
But my father wasn't religious at all, so after my parents separated, I stopped going to church.
但是因为我父亲并不是一个虔诚的这个侍奉什么宗教，所以当我父母亲分开之后，我就没有到这个教会去。
And growing up in the inner city of Boston, I was conditioned to become, you know, you have to become a little street smart and have to put on a rather rough exterior as a means of survival.
所以因为我在波士顿的这个城市长大呢，所以我必须要学会如何的来强化自己，在外表上要看起来非常强悍。
And I remember I had to take the city bus to school, and it took like an hour to get to my high school, and passing through some rather unsafe neighborhoods where there was like shootings and killings.
所以我记得当我要上高中的时候，我必须要花一个小时的时间搭公车去到学校，在这个车站到学校必须要经过一个比较危险的这个社区，因为这个社区有这个枪击案。
But thank God, though, he did protect me through those through my adolescent age, and he also put some very caring adults into different stages of my childhood to give me some direction.
所以感谢神呢，在我这段时间呢，神也在我的生命当中有几个比较好的这个成年人呢来辅导我。
So I never got, you know, too carried away. I never got too deep into with the bad influences, and so I was able to at least maintain a kind of a stable, like, and safe childhood.
所以因为这样呢，所以我在成长过程中并没有陷入比较坏的这个影响，所以我的成长算是蛮稳定的。
But I realize now, though, as an adult, looking back, how significant really an impact one's childhood has in one's personal character and development.
现在作为一个成年人呢，当我回顾我这个童年的时候，我了解童年所经历的这些事情会深深的影响一个人长大后的这个性格。And
I personally never had that maternal craving to have children of my own.
所以我从小呢，并没有想要当一个母亲。
But God has blessed us with this wonderful opportunity to make a difference in the lives of our nephew and our nieces, for which I'm truly thankful.
但是神呢，却给我了有个机会呢，让我有可以照顾我的侄儿，做一个母亲的这个职分。
And it is a very wonderful thing to watch like Seven and Sophia play together and laugh and have a very happy childhood.
所以当我看到 Seven 还有 Sophia 可以一起玩的时候，他们的笑声让我感觉到非常欣慰，所以可以让我看到的时候感觉到非常欢乐的。Yeah,
so on Friday, you know, I didn't have work. The kids took off of school, and you know, we all just as a family got into the minivan and drove 4.5 hours from Dallas to Houston to worship together. And I just think that's just a very beautiful thing.
So星期五没有上课，所以我们星期四下完班上完课的时候，我们就聚集在一起，然后就开了4个半小时到了休斯顿来聚会，这是一个非常愉快的一件事情。
So never in a million years, as a child, I would like, or adolescent, I would have pictured myself kind of moving out of Boston across the country and becoming a pastor's wife in a predominantly Chinese church.
所以我在我这生活当中，我万万没有想到我会搬迁出来这个波士顿，然后到了一间教会，就是只有华人的这间教会，然后成为一个传道娘。
So it's not something that, you know, when you ask kids, so what do you want to be when you grow up, right? I didn't say a pastor's wife, no.
So,当我成长的时候，当有人问我你长大的时候要做什么，我从来没有回答说我要成为一个传道人的太太。
In high school, I played basketball. I was the only Asian in like in the whole city that played basketball.
所以在高中的时候呢，我进入了篮球队，然后我是唯一一个亚洲人在整个波士顿打篮球的女生。So
I think I was aspiring that one day I'd be like playing in the WNBA.
哦，所以我的志向是有一天呢，我可以在这个女性的这个篮球职场上出头。
Yeah, and then my dad, I think he aspired for me to become ambassador to Vietnam.
所以我的父亲呢，希望我能可以在这个越南作为，回到越南，就做越南大使。
And then I think my mom hopes that I might pursue a career like her. She's a professional singer, and so live some glamorous life, you know, in Hollywood.
所以我的母亲呢，希望我可以作为一个歌手，然后在这个好莱坞，做一个明星。
But no, I just end up getting a regular office job, and I'm a pastor's wife.
所以我最终呢，就是得到一份很平常的一份工，然后作为一个传道娘。
So how did this all come about, I guess, is kind of, you know, what I'm here to talk about.
所以这一切是如何得到这一切呢？这就是我要诉说的这个见证。
So I met Zudi when I was still a teenager, and we met actually at a downtown nightclub in Boston.
所以我第一次见到Woody的时候，我是还十几岁，当时我见到他的场所是在波士顿的这个市区的一间。
So I think he would like me to say that, you know, he impressed me with his good looks and nifty dance moves, but, but that just wasn't the case.
所以当时呢，我是因为他的这个英俊潇洒，再加上他跳舞的那种很厉害跳舞的这种姿势来吸引我。
Yeah, my first impression of Rudy was he was just this very overly confident and arrogant, you know, cocky guy.
<笑>我不是因为他英俊潇洒而吸引到我，第一次我对他的印象是他是一个太过自信的一个男士。
I still remember, you know, he wrote his like three numbers on a napkin with different times I could call him, and he gave it to me, and I didn't think twice about throwing it away.
所以他写了在一张纸上写了他的电话号码给了我，要我打电话给他，但是我没有，我就没有想到就把它丢掉了。But
I don't know, things happened, and a few weeks later, the friend that he was with, you know, a very flirtatious womanizing friend that he was with, spotted me at a restaurant some weeks later, in Boston, and then he called Rudy, and then Rudy talked to me on the phone, and then he asked me out, and
OK， 所以，但是没想到几个星期后呢，他乌迪身旁的一个非常妩媚的一个女士，她就看到我，然后就打电话给乌迪，让乌迪再拿这个电话跟我聊天，然后过后我们就开始了这个约会。
I still wasn't very interested, but I was thinking, oh, I have a friend, you know, maybe I'll hook him up with my friend. So we went on a three-person date together.
所以我对他完全没有感兴趣，但是我就说，让我把他介绍给我另外一个朋友，所以就变成了一个三角的这个约会。
But it just turned out that Rudy and I talked more than my friends and him, and so we started, you know, going out.
但是呢，没想到这三角的这个约会，我花比较多时间跟穆迪聊天，所以就变成我就跟他约会。And
we were together on and off, with some, you know, highlights and low lights in our relationship for about 5 years until junior year in college.
所以我跟他保持了这个关系大概5年，我们的关系有上有下，然后一直进入这个大学的生涯。
And junior year of college, I was going to go study abroad in France for a year.
所以在大学的时候呢，我必须跨国到法国去读书一年。So
before my departure, he took me on a weekend getaway into the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
所以在我还没有离开法国的时候呢，他带我到 New Hampshire 的这个高山去，就带我去。
And as we were walking across a bridge, surrounded by a very beautiful setting, he proposed.
所以在我们走过这个桥的时候，这个非常美的这个景色的时候，他就向我求婚。
And I was hesitant because although he had many good qualities about him, there was one significant character flaw that I wasn't sure if I could live with for the rest of my life.
所以当时呢，我非常忧郁，因为他是他有很多很好的这些品德，但是有其中一个品德，我不晓得我是否可以跟他一起过我的一辈子。
So at that time, Woody had very severe anger issues.
因为当时呢，Woody他有一个非常就是他很容易暴怒。
And it seemed beyond his own control at times.
所以有时候呢，他是没有办法控制的这个怒气。
So sometimes he would punch the wall and his hands would be bleeding.
所以有时候呢，他会击打这个墙，然后他的手就开始流血。
And then sometimes he would lock himself up in the closet.
有时候呢，他会锁在这个房间里面去。
To refrain from hurting himself or hurting others.
为了不要伤害自己，也不要伤害别人。
Yeah, he's all smiley and gentle now, but you know, we were different people back then.
Yeah.虽然他现在看起来都是在微笑，但是当时呢，我们两个是很完全不一样的一对情侣。
So in the end, as I was processing all this in my head, and you know, pros and cons, and at the end, I accepted his proposal, and mostly because I think I didn't want to leave to go to France on a bad note.
对，当时呢，我在回顾，然后我在衡量我的这个选择，最终我答应他的这个求婚，因为我不想当我离开去法国念书的时候，我跟他有一个不好的关系。
And so many things could happen within a year, right? So I was like, okay, and off to France I went, right?
所以我因为我在想这一年很多事情会发生，我就随口的回答他，答应他，然后我就离开美国到法国去。
But thank God, during that time that we were apart, God, planted the seed in his heart.
感谢神，在我离开的时候，神呢在他心中。
So he had a co-worker that worked with him that was our church member, Sister Amy Huang. She now lives in California with many children, if you know her.
所以呢，当时呢，他有一个同工，这个同工呢是 Amy Huang， 所以他现在是在加州，而且有很多孩子。And
and she was an intern at his clinic, and she invited him to attend Bible study.
所以当时呢，他在他的诊所呢。 就是实习，然后他就邀请Woody，然后到教会去聚会。
And you've already, I think, heard Pastor Woody's testimony of how he came to church. So for me, I think the significant part was one night the phone rang at 4 a.m. in France time.
所以你们可能已经听到Woody传道所讲的他的这个见证，对我来说是。 最重要是在法国有一天早上
4 a.m.
所以在法国的时候早上4点钟我收到我就是接到一通电话。And
when I picked up the receiver, Rudy was crying very very bitterly.
所以当我接到电话的时候，我听到 Rudy 哭得很凄惨。And
he couldn't speak, utter any words for actually quite a few minutes.
所以他当时呢没办法说话，他说话好几分钟。
And when he was finally able to speak, I could only make out two words that he was able to utter, and he uttered, God exists.
所以他当他可以讲话的时候，我只听到两个字眼，就是神存在。
And then he explained to me how he had just received the Holy Spirit.
然后他就跟我诉说他领受到了圣灵。
How a voice told him to wake up out of bed and read 1 Peter.
然后有一个声音告诉他起来。
And how when he read the scripture, the words became alive, like 3D.
然后当他读这个彼得前书的时候，这个字就几乎变成了3D.
And then how the voice told him to kneel down and pray.
然后这个声音呢，告诉他，跪下来祷告。
And when he obeyed it, then this power descended upon his head and warmed his body.
然后当他顺从了这个声音的时候，他就感觉到有一股力量。 进入他的身体，让他温暖温和起来。
And then this fountain flowed from inside his belly upwards, and he began to speak in tongues.
然后有这个活水的泉源在他腹中滚出来，然后他就开始说灵言。
and then how all the sins that he had committed in his lifetime had passed before his eyes.
然后在他生命中所犯过的这些罪恶呢，瞬间就在他的眼目一的闪过。
And how he was so overwhelmed with joy and that he was speechless.
所以他就是被了这股力量而充满喜乐，所以他就没有办法的来诉说。
And how at this very moment in my Paris dorm room.I must kneel down and pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以他就是要我在这一时刻呢跪下来祷告。
But my roommate was across from me.
但是当时呢，我的这个室友呢，就是在我的对面。
And it was like 4:30 in the morning.
而且当时是早上凌晨四点半。
But I, but a fear came over me. I felt just through his voice of his testimony, I felt a fear of God come over me.
但当我听到他诉说这句话的时候，我心里起了一股敬畏的心。
And so I found myself, you know, quietly kneeling down on the, you know, cement ground of my dorm room in Paris.
所以我当时呢就静静的跪在我的寝室的地上。
So I didn't receive the Holy Spirit that evening.
当天晚上我并没有领受到圣灵。
But.It was the beginning of me starting to make a significant change in my lifestyle.
当时呢，我立即有一个在我生命当中有一个改变。
So, some months later, I returned home for winter recess.
所以几个月后呢，我就在这个寒假的时候就回到美国。
And I still remember that airport encounter, the day I met him again for the first time after.You know, he had come to church, received the Holy Spirit.
所以我才记得当天呢，我在机场看见他的那一个时刻，因为那一次是我离开了到法国回来的见他第一次。
He wore a suit.
他穿了一 他穿了一件外套。
He had flowers.
他手拿着这个花。
And I could see his bright white smiles, his teeth like all the way down the hall.
所以我就在远处就看到他的这个牙齿，洁白的牙齿。
And as I got closer, then you know I zoomed in on his face, and his face was almost it was an angelic presence. It was almost glowing.
所以当我往前一看的时候，他的脸看起来就好像天使般。
And it was so smooth. All the previous anger marks and crease marks.And you know, the middle of his forehead had kind of vanished, and it was just so gentle.
所以当他让我看到他的时候，他脸上的那种暴怒的那种皱纹已经完全消失了。
And his eyes, you know, sparkled right, with joy.
然后他的眼神呢是充满了这个喜乐。
And when he spoke to me, his voice was so gentle.
当他跟我谈话的时候，他的声音是甚柔和。
And his presence just resonated, you know, peace.And love.
所以他的这个，就是看着他就有这种一股很安详的这种感觉。
So this time around, I was very impressed.
所以这一次呢，我感觉到非常的impressed. 我就给我一个很好的印象。
Right. Yeah, and I thanked God.
我感谢神。
Because I knew I gave him glory. Immediately I knew that this was all God's doing.
所以立即我知道这是神所给他这个神的这个是从神而来的。
And you know, God had given me all the man that I have ever wanted or desired or needed for a husband.
所以神已经给我所要求一个男所要求的一个配偶。
And I also longed to have that same, you know, peace and joy that I found.In him, that was very evident in him. I wanted it for myself.
所以当我看到他有这种平安的时候，我也想拥有这种平安在我心里。
So I came.
所以我就来到教会。
I saw, I listened, I read, I prayed, and I also received.
So, 所以呢，我看见了，我听见了，我就开始祷告，我开始读经，然后我就领受到圣灵。
And there was no reason for me to return to France.
所以我就。没有这个原因让我回到法国去。
So we decided to get baptized the very next ritual convocation, which was in April 25th, 1999.
所以我们就打算在4月29号1999年呢来到教会去领受洗礼。
And we got married that July 10th, 1999.
然后1999年7月4号我们就结婚。
And we became famous for attending NYTS for our honeymoon.
所以我们就我们的度蜜月就是让我们成名，因为我们度蜜月是在参加这个成人神学班。
And so maybe I don't know a year or two later, I remember we were driving back from I think New Jersey back home. I think we had attended some church seminar.
所以一两年后呢，我们从 New Jersey 就是参加了一个灵恩布道会之后呢，我们开车回去。
And we did this often, us, you know, the youth in Boston. We had a very nice fellowship there with all the college students. And every time, every year, like, you know, the new schedule, the new, you know, USGA schedule would come out. We would, like, highlight all the dates and figure out our travel plans and plan to attend everything that we could, you know.
所以当时呢，我们很常就是把当总会就发着这个一整年所拥有的这些灵恩布道会的时候，我们会开始就是计划我们的行程，到不同的这个教会去参加这些灵恩布道会，然后怎样开车，然后怎样的这个路程。
So it's in one of these car rides after the church event that that Ludi, you know, had a very solemn voice.
所以有一次呢，参加这个灵恩布道会之后，到我们回程的时候呢，乌迪传道就。很一个非常严肃的声音这样告诉我。
And that time he basically, you know, told me that he wanted to dedicate himself to serve God.
当时呢，他告诉我说，他立志要奉献自己来侍奉神。
And I remember weeping.
我当时就是哭了。
But I had already known. But I was still weeping.
我心里已经知道，但是我还继续的哭。
Because I remember that, yeah, there was a certain sadness to it, a certain mixed feelings, just, you know, feeling of, you know, honor and grace and unworthiness, but sadness and departure and kind of all, you know, the same feelings.
所以当时我感觉到喜乐，也感觉到沮丧，因为我感觉到要就是这是一种恩典，但是也是有一点不舍的这种感觉。
And I know that it would require for him to be away from home for 3 years.
因为我知道他必须离开家三年。
One second. okay, so and so I just remember, you know, the overwhelming feeling of I don't know of loss, but also honor.
所以我感觉到。一种失落感，同时也感觉到是一种荣耀。
And so he was asking, you know, for my permission.
所以他当时呢是问，向我问我的意见是如何。
But God had already prepared my heart, actually.
但是其实神当时已经预备好我的心。
So it didn't come as a surprise.
对我来说并不是一个惊喜。
And so we just kind of, you know, quietly accepted this is what we would do.
所以我们就静静的，然后同意这件事情，然后这就是我们要走的路。
So, yeah, the years passed.
所以年复一年。
And Rudy was ordained as a minister on November 11th, 2006.
吴迪呢是在11月11号2006年被安立为传道。
And well, our life has just been blessing upon blessing.
所以我们的生命呢，其实是恩上加恩。
And there's nothing that I feel that we've given up that God hasn't restored 10 times over.
所以在我生命当中，我从来没有感觉到我们遗失了。但是神却加添我们的十倍，偿还我们十倍以上。
12 of our family members are in Christ.
所以我们家里的十二位成员已经成为了我们教会信徒。
And there's nothing that we lack.
在我们生命当中毫无欠缺。
And so, for me, I just still trying to understand, you know, what this means.
所以我现在还尝试着想了解这一切事情是什么意思。
How, I don't know why we were chosen.
我不了解为什么我们是被拣选的。
Because we didn't seek after him, he discovered us.
因为我们没有去寻找神，反而是神来寻找我们。
So I'm truly, you know, thank you that you. That's why I didn't want to testify.
所以就是我不想见证的原因。
Because you know, you leave yourself vulnerable.
因为当我见证的时候，我就把我自己比较软弱的一面呈现出来。
But I'm not ashamed, you know, to talk about God's love in my life.
但是我不会因为神在我生命当中的爱而感觉到羞愧。
I'm just ashamed that every time I speak about it, that I'm reminded of this great debt.
所以因为，但是我每一次当我诉说神的恩典的时候，我再一次被提醒，我还欠神的这个债。
And so I pray one day I'll figure out what this role means, this pastor's wife role. Maybe by the time he retires.
所以我现在还尝试的来向神祷告，来了解我作为一个传道娘的这个意义是什么。
So I think I'll conclude here. I think that's sufficient. And,
所以我会在这里结束我的这个见证。
Of course, there's many things to talk about, but.
当然，在我生命当中还有很多事情可以讨论的。
Maybe we could all share with each other when we get to heaven.
所以当我们到天国的时候，我们再彼此的来诉说。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
所以奉主耶稣圣名，Amen.
Praise and thank God for Sister Ha's testimony.
所以感谢赞美主耶稣，就是我们可以听到哈姐妹的这个见证。
See, when she say yes to marry me, but she didn't really mean it. But I tell you, when you say something, you have to. That's going to happen. That's what happened. She's marrying me.
所以当她说她要嫁给我的时候，却没有心要嫁给。所以，当我们说话的时候，我们要算话。
I really praise and thank God that you know Ha, she always loved me unconditionally.
所以我很感谢赞美神，因为。 他是那么无条件的爱我。
I mean, before Christ, I was a very violent person.
所以在我还没有相信神之前呢，我是一个非常有暴力倾向的一个人。
And but she continued to love me.
但是他还继续的爱我。
And I really praise and thank God that you know God be able to change me as a person to be worthy of her love towards me.
所以我感谢神，让他可以改变我，让我可以配得到被得到他的爱。
I think one of the toughest things even right now is that when I'm not home, you know, spending time with her and the family, and it's quite difficult.
所以对我来说非常困难的一件事就是我没有办法在家里跟她拥有一个就是没办法长时间在家里跟她在一起。
So that's you know in that aspect we always appreciate. You know one another more.
所以因为这样呢，我们都是常常非常珍惜我们彼此。
So that's why, as wife and husband, if you don't appreciate one another, then just take a separate vacation from one another for a while.
所以如果你没办法珍惜你跟你的配偶的这个时间，你就花一点时间分离。
Because when you spend very little time with one another, then you truly feel the blessing that you have one another.
当你分离的时候，你才会了解说，当你跟你配偶在一起的时间是多么的宝贵。
So even though we have a long journey ahead of us,
虽然我们在前面还有一个遥远的路程，
but you know at this point we just truly praise and thank God.
但是在这一个阶段呢，我们真的是要感谢神。
That our lives have been fulfilled and complete.
在我们的生命当中是一个完成的生命，是一个非常完美的生命。
I mean. You know, before Christ, we were lost.
在还没认识基督之前呢，我们是迷失的。
Even though we have very ambitious to do things, to be someone in the world.
虽然我们在这个世界想成为一个有头有脸的人。
And even now, sometimes I joke around, like, you know, if I wasn't a pastor, what would I do right now?
所以
If I was a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a pastor, so I would joke, if I was in a
the chance for her to make it WNBA, actually, is, you know, it's a chance, right?
所以其实他当时他很厉害打篮球，其实如果其实他是有这个机会进入这个国家的这个篮球队。
And for me, I also had a dream that one day I'll play for the NFL, right? The football.
所以我也是有这个梦想，有一天呢，我可以在这个美国式的篮球队。
And there's no chance.
但是已经失去了这个机会。
So, but nevertheless, I mean, at this point, there's nothing that I would rather do than being a pastor.
但是到现在为止，我宁可作为 一个传道也不希望做其他的这个工作。
I think my wife also agree with me.
我相信我的太太也是同意。
Our life is so full of blessing that we really feel that we are not worthy.
所以因为我们的生命是多么蒙恩的，我们甚至感觉到自己不配。
And so we hope and pray that you always pray for us.
所以我希望大家同龄们继续为我们代祷。
You know, throughout the whole year, I spent only 16 weekends in Dallas.
所以 一整年呢，我花十六个周末在达拉斯。
And that's not much time with spending with the family.
是我跟我家人花的时间并不长。
So, but nevertheless, you know, to serve God, you know, to sacrifice family and to serve God is the best thing that one person can do.
但是，如果可以。 可以牺牲自己的时间来侍奉神呢，这是一个人所可以做的非常好的一件事情。
So we praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美神。
And now we can just take a 10-minute break before prayer session.
所以我们休息十分钟，然后再进入祷告会。
Because this last session was like an hour and a half, so I'm sure we need a break.
因为这一节呢，大概花了一个半小时，所以我相信大家需要一个。 需要一点休息的时间。
So please go ahead and pray.
请大家低头默祷。